Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it used to be a song many years ago by Tom Petty called "The Waiting is the Hardest Part." And, you know, I didn't realize as a person in my early 20s when that song came out that how true that was going to be. And fast forward now, 30 years later, I realized that Tom Petty was a prophet, not in the spiritual sense by any stretch, but I think if we're all honest today, I don't know anybody that likes to wait. I know, unfortunately, that I don't. Yet, I tell you, as I've reflected over my 50-plus years of life, that God has taught me that there's actually good in waiting. Before you ran off the road, if you're driving, listening to this, or maybe think you heard me wrong, if you're but I want to say that again, that actually I've learned that there are good things that come out of seasons of waiting. And I want to share some of those with you today, talking about, you know, why do we have to wait, and go no better source to talk about spiritual things, obviously outside of the Bible, but Billy Graham, one of my heroes of the faith, said one time, "Each life is made up of mistakes and learning, waiting and growing, practicing patience, and being persistent." That's so good. Say that one more time. Billy Graham, he said, "Each life is made up of mistakes and learning, waiting and growing, practicing patience, and being persistent." Did you know that the word wait appears 154 times in the Bible? Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage, and wait for the Lord." You know, friends, I think back, you know, just a couple, 3 weeks ago, Easter happened, and, you know, Friday, Jesus was crucified, and obviously, Sunday, we celebrate the tomb is empty, but they didn't know that. So Saturday was a day of waiting. It was a day of waiting. And yet, friends, one of the things that I'm learning is that, you know, waiting is not an inactive period. It doesn't have to be an active period. And it's one of those things that, you know, that verse tells us that we got to be strong, and we need to take courage while we're waiting. And you have to be intentional to do that. I know at least I do. Also, Micah 7:7 says, "But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me." I love that. Watch and hope for the Lord while you're waiting for God, your Savior. And friends, He will hear us. Acts 1:3-5 says, "After Jesus' suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" Oh, friends, I love that. Wait for the gift my Father promised you. You know, as a kid, whether it was birthday or Christmas, I had a hard time waiting for those gifts that I was fortunate to receive as a kid and at Christmas and for birthdays. And so I can imagine as an adult that, you know, Jesus is telling those guys, you know, his disciples, the guys he did life with so intimately, that you got to wait for this gift and be something that they had never received. He even gave a little teaser there. John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine the excitement, but also just the anxiousness of having to wait until Jesus did that? And this gift of the Holy Spirit, I mean, wow. I love this quote by Mickey McCandless. "Waiting is a spiritual discipline because it allows each of us to more fully experience who we are, the world around us, and the presence of God." Oh, it's so good. Say that one more time. "Waiting is a spiritual discipline because it allows each of us to more fully experience who we are, the world around us, and the presence of God." When the time remaining, we've got about 9 minutes left. I want to share with you four benefits of waiting that I have learned in my 50 plus years of life. The first one is it grows my faith. It grows my faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Rick Warren says, I want to change my circumstances, but God wants to change me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, one of my go-to life verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. Friends, back when I had lost everything back in 2001 and I didn't know which way to go or what to do, that verse from reading my Bible just resonated in my heart and my soul and my spirit. Just, I had to cling to that when I thought, where do I go from here? I mean, I was hopeless. And yet I just simply each day just said, Lord, I'm going to trust you with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding, because logically I have no way to figure out how I'm going to put the broken pieces of my life together. But I'm going to acknowledge you in all my ways and I trust that you'll make my path straight. And friends, 23 years later, I can tell you that's true. I can stand on those promises. And people ask me, you know, what's your top five Bible verses? That's always one of them that I give. That was my go-to verse back in 2001. The second benefit of waiting, it's a chance to reevaluate my life and priorities. Oh, friends, Psalm 46:10 simply but powerfully says, be still and know that I am God. When we're waiting, friends, it's a good opportunity to do that if we will be intentional about it. Secondly, Psalm 37, verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. That good old patience thing. Pastor Mark Batterson, the Washington, D.C. area, says, we usually focus on what we're doing or where we're going, but God's primary concern is who we're becoming in the process. Friends, a lot of times when I'm waiting, I don't like that process, though. Do you? And yet, friends, God is always working. I want to remind you that today, that Jesus is on the throne. He is sitting next to God. And he, through this process of waiting, is working behind the scenes in our life. And it kind of gives us a chance to reevaluate what's important. Sometimes when I'm on this treadmill of life, I sometimes get my priorities out of whack. And, you know, don't make time for family and friends, especially being in ministry, having this ministry here, Hope Is Here, that I'm so blessed to be doing now for over 6 years, and then pastoring Gardenside Christian Church in Lexington. God has really blessed that church, and it's growing. And, you know, friends, it's just sometimes I have to get my priorities reevaluated. And I'm thankful that God sometimes slows me down, even I don't like it. It's always for my best interest and causing me to wait and makes me reprioritize my values and my priorities, not so much my values. My values are the same, but my priorities and making sure those priorities line up with my life values. A third benefit of waiting is it helps develop the fruits of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Say that one more time. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And friends, when I'm waiting, I have to learn that one on patience. Sometimes it's hard for me to be kind, because kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. My faithfulness, sometimes I don't want to wait, and I sometimes can force things to happen before God's timing and not trust his faithfulness. Sometimes I can get irritable and not be gentle with people when I get tired of waiting. And when I'm practicing waiting in a God-honoring way, I need the fruit of the Spirit of self-control. That's a painful one for me to read, but I have to have that, friends. And I know some of you today are thinking, I understand, Greg. I'm not sure you said this, but I like this quote. It says, patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. That separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls, doesn't it? Say that quote again. Patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. A fourth benefit of waiting is it helps us to remember who our real source is. You know, friends, that might be the most important one that I've shared out of this group. I mean, when we remember that Jesus is our source, not our job, not our family, not our friends, not what's in our checking account. I mean, not any awards that we have been fortunate to receive, there's nothing that is our source outside of Jesus. But boy, we can get really good at looking to other things to be that source. I love how Jesus simply described this in John chapter 15, verse 5. I remember learning this for the first time in Experiencing God Bible study. Hard to believe now, but it's been 25 years ago since then. But this powerful verse in John chapter 15, verse 5 simply says, this is Jesus talking. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Friends, I'm so thankful to be reminded of that. That Jesus is the vine. We're just the branch. But friends, when we remain in him and he remains in us, we can bear much fruit. Apart from him, we can do nothing. I've never seen this play out more than the Hope Is Here ministry. Never dreamed we would be doing this radio program. Now we just celebrated our 6th anniversary in December and believe that the Lord continues to bless and provide that we'll be celebrating our 7th year here. And know about you, I can't believe it's April. I mean, my goodness, you know, a little over 8 months till Christmas. Come on, man. Unbelievable. But God truly has been, Jesus has been the source of this ministry, and he's made it expand in so much more than a radio program and a podcast and going to speak at schools to kids about mental health and suicide prevention and speaking at conferences and being guests on other people's radio programs and podcasts and even TV programs, being able to help provide one-on-one counseling for people. It's just, I'm just amazed what God's done to help be a guest speaker at a men's Bible study group in Belize. I mean, taking the Hope Is Here ministry internationally last year and going to be the master of ceremonies for a national conference here. It's based in Kentucky, but on mental health and faith community. And just honored to be a part of that. I'm introducing somebody's just a great lineup, but Kay Warren. This is going to be September 9th and 10th at Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond. It's going to have tickets, you can buy available, but also it will be available to watch online. If I know we have people that listen to lots of different states outside of Kentucky. So, but I hope you'll be a part of that. You'll hear more details about that. We're out of time, but I hope you've been blessed by the 4 benefits of waiting. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.